And you're listening to WHTC in Holland. It's time now for Talk of the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, participate with your telephone calls. Our Talk of the Town number is 395-1450. This morning we have Wendy and Alex with us from the local museum, and of course you'll be able to ask questions of them as well. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
All right, what are we going to talk about this morning in the museum? Lots of things going on. My goodness, you're busy over there.
Yeah, we're actually really, really busy, especially through the end of the year. We wanted to start out by talking about what happened yesterday out to the museum. Really exciting. We have a new interactive display that uses touchscreen technology, has a lot of information about the community's local Medal of Honor recipients, and that opened up yesterday. We thought Veterans Day would be a great day to have that open. So we had a ribbon cutting ceremony that went really well. Had a lot of people out, and so we just want to let people know, if you missed it yesterday, it's in the Permanent Holland Gallery, and come check it out.
Okay, all right, and you play with it too, you know.
Yep. Yeah.
Push the screen, right?
That's right. Yep. Yep. And you can has information about all the Medal of Honor recipients, about their lives, what they did when they were in the military and that kind of thing. So.
Okay. Very good. Sounds good. Sounds very interesting. And I hope they take advantage of it.
Yeah. We also had the Geards Room open in the Armory, the National Guard exhibit.
Yeah.
That was open yesterday, too. And what we're going to start doing is having that open every Saturday, at least through the end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
So if you missed that as well, or you'd like a chance to come back and see, you've seen it, it hasn't been a while since you've been out to see it, we're going to have that open regularly. So the community has more access to it, because normally it's pretty closed.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I think I have a call here. See if I have a question. Good. I guess not. Okay. 395-1450. If you do have a question about the museum, give us a call. 395-1450. That's the number. All right. Alex, continue with what you were doing there.
I was just talking about how the Geards Room will be open in the Armory, and I believe it'll be open for free for people, and that'll be on Saturdays, probably between, the times will be, I think they're 11 to 3,
mm-hmm.
So anytime between 11 to 3 on Saturdays, you should be able to go in there and get access to that room and check
it
out.
Okay, and this has a lot of the things that were pertinent to the National Guard in Holland here.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
All right, some pictures and all that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, it's a really nice exhibit. There are a number of artifacts and stuff as well that are in there, along with a lot of pictures and
mm-hmm.
text, a lot of the history.
Good. All right. And what's next on our list here today?
We just wanted to talk about some of our upcoming programs that we have for the rest of November. We have a program for kids coming up, and I'll have Wendy talk a little bit more about it, but it's called Windmill Science for Kids, and they're going to be learning about electricity and how windmills produce electricity.
That's kind of fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. This program goes with our Harnessing the Wind exhibit, which is in the museum through the new year, and it is all about, of course, how we have harnessed the wind. And we talk a lot about grain mills, which people are familiar with, and, of course, water pumping mills. And so this time we're going to be talking about the wind turbines and how electricity is made and how we can harness the wind to make our electricity. So the kids are going to get to play and do some hands-on activities this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., and kids just have to call the museum to sign up. And it's $5 for non-members and $4 for members. And it should be a fun hour of some science exploration.
It sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds like something I'd like to play with.
You can come on down to the museum. I'll let you come.
Okay. All right. What else we got?
Our next program is going to be Thursday, November 21st, and it also goes with the Harnessing the Wind exhibit. It's going to be our last adult program for that exhibit, and it's called Windmill Sails and Miller's Tales, and that is going to be our local miller from Deswan, Elisa Crawford. And she's going to be sharing some of DeZwan's history as well as some information about her experience and her training and milling, because she has a really fun story to go with her training, having been over to the Netherlands and things like that.
She's an authentic windmill operator.
She is, very much. She has gone through all the training, and it's amazing. So it's not every day you get to talk to the miller when you get
That's
to
right.
go to the windmill. And since they just are finishing up on their big restoration project, we figured it was a good time to have her come and talk about our local windmill.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so that's another fun one. And again, all you have to do to attend is just RSVP to the museum's front desk. And for anybody who doesn't know, that number is just 616-796-3329. And her program is free for members. So if you're a member of the museum, you can come on down for free that night at 7 p.m. on Thursday, the 21st, and hear all these great stories. And non-members are welcome, too. It's just a small $5 fee that helps to support the museum and all of our exhibits and programs.
Good, good. All right. Let's take a moment out for a word. We'll be right back with our guests. If you have a question about the museum, feel free to call 395-14.
And Meyer. Join the WHTC sports team for all the action live on WHTC.com and 1450 WHTC. We are your hometown sports station.
We're talking about our local museum on our program this morning. And if you have questions, 395-1450, we'll get you right here to the people who are with us in the studio. Okay. Do we have a question to ask today?
We do.
All right. What shall we ask them the question right now? Give him a little time to answer it.
Yeah, that'd be great. This might be a pretty easy one. I don't think we'll have any problems getting an answer.
If I can answer it, it's easy.
So yesterday, the museum opened their new interactive display that we were talking about before earlier in the show that honors the four local recipients of the Medal of Honor. In 2011, Governor Snyder signed a bill renaming part of a local highway for these heroes. Which highway is it?
Okay. All right. Which highway is it? Anyone give us an answer. It's good for four passes to the museum that you can use anytime you want to. So, someone give us a call and give us the correct answer, please. 395-1450 is the number. All right. Since we're not getting an answer at the moment, feel free to call anytime while we're on here. I thought somebody would be right on that.
Yeah.
Which highway is it? Somebody should have an answer real quick. All right, let's move along here to something called the Tiny Tots, Native Americans.
Yeah, so the museum last winter started a program called Tiny Tots, and it is a program where we invite our littlest museum visitors to come into the museum. So these are kids that are ages 2 to 5 or so.
Okay, let me stop you right there, and I think I got a call here. Good morning, you're on the line. Do you have a correct answer?
Yes, US 31.
US 31.
That's right.
Correct? Okay, we need your name, and so they can check it when we when you pick up your passes at the museum.
Okay, give it to you now? Or
yeah, you give it to me right now.
Okay, Bob.
Bob? What's Van the last Eyck. Name, Bob?
Van Eyck.
Van Eyck.
V-A-N-E-Y-C-K.
Okay. Got the name? Bob.
We got it. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, there we are. Didn't take long, did it?
No.
Nope.
Okay.
We didn't think that one would be too much of a stumper.
Right. Okay. I have another call here. Good morning. You're on the line. I already have an answer. Thank you. Okay. Let's continue here with the Tiny Tots Native Americans.
Yeah, so we're inviting children ages 2 to 5, and if they have siblings that are younger or older, that's all right, and they come into the museum, and what we do is we visit one or two of our museum artifacts in the exhibits, and we read a story, and then we get to go down to our education room, and we get to do a craft. And each month, there's a theme for them, and this month, it's Native Americans. So on Monday, November 25 at 9:30, we will invite these little guys in to play with us at the museum. And it's a program that has a limited space. So we've got room for about 15 kids, And to reserve a spot, they just have to call that number at the museum, so 616-796-3329. And it's only $1.50 for each child to come and have a little museum visit. It's a really, it's a great way for them to get used to coming into the museum.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes parents think they can't bring little kids into the museum, but it's the perfect spot for them. So this is definitely something that's at their speed, and they seem to have a good time.
Okay. Now, the theme, Native Americans, does that signify you have to be a Native American in order to visit on this visit?
Oh, no, that's what we're going to be talking about.
Okay.
So we're going to be talking about Native Americans in general, and we're going to talk about some of the Native Americans that were here in the Holland area as well.
Chief Wakazoo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Say, yeah, so it should be a lot of fun. We've talked about all different kinds of things. Last month it was farm animals. We talked about windmills. Music, so every time it's a different topic. So.
Excellent, excellent. Mm-hmm. All right. 395-1450, if you have a number, something you'd like to ask here of our friends from the museum, and we'd be happy to hear from you. And let's see what else we have here this morning.
We want to talk about some of our holiday programs that we have coming up.
Oh, goodness, yes.
The way the holidays are coming on us so fast. We have our traditional Sinterklaas evening on December 6th from 6 to 8. And that's just the evening where we're kind of celebrating some of the Dutch holiday traditions. We have, you know, the Sinterklaas procession and pictures with Sinterklaas at the museum. It starts out with some lantern making and storytelling in the armory. So that's going to start at 6 to kind of kick the night off before the procession gets going.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great time to bring the kids out, make a craft, and hear some of the traditional stories about Sinterklaas.
Let's hope it warms up a little bit.
Yeah, that would be nice.
That would
be
really
nice.
Good.
Yeah. And I trust that Brother Pete will be there too.
We do have some Peets that participate in the procession.
Okay. All right. That's always a part of Sinterklaas, you know. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, we always have a procession for Sinterklaas. So this is the second year we'll be doing those family activities Alex was talking about at the armory
mm-hmm.
at 6. And then at 7 o'clock, we're going to gather up at the corner of 12th. And Central, and we're going to be gathering up, and then we're going to have just a short little processional into the park where we're going to have a tree lighting ceremony. And, of course, afterwards, like Alex said, we'll be going into the museum for photos with Sinterklaas. And, of course, if it is cold like it is today, we are going to have some hot cocoa and some cookies.
Sounds good.
So even on a cold day, it should still be fun.
And the mayor will be there?
Yep. He will be there this year again. So.
All right. Let's take a moment out for a word here. We'll be right back with our guests. If you have a question, meanwhile, 395-1450.
Browns, Oakcrest provides the highest levels of retirement living at our campuses in Kentwood, Jenison, Holland, and Spring Lake. Learn more at oakcrestcommunities.com or call 616-457-9500.
We're talking about the museum this morning, and if you have questions, 395-1450. We're talking about some of the things going on at Christmas time at the museum, and some are normal things that go on, and one of them is the Christmas teas, of course, at the mayor's house, the former mayor's house.
Yes, over at the Capon House. The Capon House Christmas teas are always something that's popular, and usually we only do one weekend, but this weekend, since they are so popular, we decided to add an extra day, so if people can't make it on the 14th or 15th, they'll still get a second chance on Saturday, the 21st of December.
All right.
Yeah, and those Christmas teas, what it is we have seatings for about 20 people at a time. And they'll get a little bit of history about the house and the Capon family, and they'll get to enjoy some tea and treats. And they also get to go through the house, and we'll have some costumed interpreters for them to talk with and chat with, and some docents that can give them information about the house as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a really nice way to celebrate the holidays with a friend or with some family members.
this house is pretty much done up as it was when the Capons actually lived there.
Yes, it is. It's a really amazing thing if people haven't been in to see it before. Really what we're showing is the Capon house in the 1900s. And the family lived there from the time that the house was built until it was given over to the city. And when they gave the house over to the city, they also gave over a lot of the contents of the house. So we have an amazing collection of the Capons' furniture in their house.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very unusual thing. A lot of historic homes aren't that fortunate. They'll have the right furniture from the right time period, but it might not have belonged to the family that they're portraying. So that's really something special that the Holland community has to enjoy.
And a lot of people are still around that had Lovina Capon as a teacher.
Yes,
and
yes.
I even remember being in that house at that time.
Yeah, we have lots of information about how popular some of her recipes were for her students. And also, when you come, we have one of the Capon family recipes for envelope cookies that you can take home with you. So you can take a taste of the Capon house home to make in your house.
Excellent, excellent.
All right. So, and that's another program, because we can only accommodate 20 people per seating. We have three seatings on each day, so you can sign up for 1 p.m., 2 p.m., or 3 p.m. And adults are $10 a person, and children 12 and under are $5 a person. And all you have to do, again, is to just call that museum front desk number, 796-3329, and you can reserve your spot.
Okay.
Yep. And if it's something you guys want to do, you'll want to call soon, because some of the seatings are already taken up.
I know. They fill up early.
They do.
Yeah. Well, you can, since it's limited, you know, it's, everybody wants to do it.
That's right.
All right. Let's take a moment out for the weather here. And the weather for today is going to be snow showers with a high of 34. And this evening, partly cloudy with a low of 28. And tomorrow, windy with a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 40. And on Thursday, mostly cloudy and windy with a high of 44 degrees right now. We're still hanging in there at 30 degrees in the Tulip City, and that's pretty chilly with the little breeze we're having out there as well. All right, we're talking about our local museum this morning. If you have a question, give us a jingle, 395-1450. If any of these events sound interesting to you, and you want to know how to get in, I will tell you all about that as well. All right, we have, how much are the teas, by the way? Did we mention that?
$10 for the adults, and then $5 for children 12 and under.
Okay, got a call here, I believe. Good morning, you're on the line with our guests.
Hi, Duke. Question for you. I just turned on the radio. Could you ask your guests to say the date and the times again when that's available, and I'll hang up. Thank you.
Sure, yeah. The Capon House Christmas teas are on December 14, 15, and the 21st. So it's two Saturdays, the 14th and the 21st, and then one Sunday, which is the 15th. And the times that can be signed up for are 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 3 o'clock.
Okay. All right. Very good. And we have another call, I believe. Good morning. You're online with our guests.
Yes, you were talking about having a tea at the Capon House.
Yes.
And we live in Grand Rapids, and our daughter-in-law, a few years ago, they had a tea in the museum in Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
And she took our granddaughters, which were maybe 6 and 7.
Yeah.
That was the biggest thrill that they've ever had. It was
I bet it was.
It was so special. They still talk about that tea. So I think something like that is wonderful.
It is, and it's educational as well as entertaining.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you very much for sharing that.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, that's kids even enjoy something like that, because it's the atmosphere and the aura of the fact that the mayor lived here one
right.
time.
Yeah, it's a very special thing to do, and people get dressed up and they come down, and it's a way to create one of those Christmas memories. A lot of what we do around the holiday is all driven by our family memories, so the things that you do with your kids now will set up those memories for their lifetime.
Right, and it's a great experience. I haven't done it yet. I may try and do this one of these
You
days.
Should come on down.
Okay, time out for this word.
There are things we like.
Free stuff.
There are things we don't. Body Experts on Facebook and win stuff. Auto Body Experts, where loaner cars are always free. In Holland, in Hudsonville, in Wayland, and on Facebook. Facebook.com/autobodyrepair.
All right, we're here with two of the folks who work at the museum this morning, and if you have a question for them, we can take that question right now and try to answer it for you. And what are some of the things we have coming up in the future?
Well, we do have one more holiday program that we did not talk about. It's on December 12th from 5:30 to 7:30, and that's our holiday open house. So on that evening, we open up the museum to the public for free. So all the exhibits that we'll have on during that time will be free for the evening. And we also set out some drinks, some coffee, hot chocolate type of stuff, and some cookies or little snacks for people. So that's just a time that we, as a gift to the community, open up the museum for free and hope that the public comes in and gets a chance to check things out, when they might not normally would.
Yeah, well, that's good. All right. Well, the response to the exhibit, I think, that you have there now for the Medal of Honor winners should be pretty good. A lot of people are interested in them, and we have a nice big mural painted on the wall at in West End here in Holland, and they're all named, and it's very special because I think Holland is one of the two cities in the country that has four people that were awarded the Medal of Honor.
Yeah, it's really amazing. I mean, considering the population of Holland, to have four, it's a lot.
Yeah.
And one of the things that you can do when you come to the museum and interact with that display, you can look at the history of the medal itself to find out about the history of the medal. And you can look at the history of each individual, because one of the things that we wanted people to realize is that these men were more than just, you know, their citation. They had lives before, and some of them had lives after they won their medal. So you can also kind of explore what their childhoods were like, because sadly two of the men did die in action. But you also get to hear the citations for what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And those are powerful things for people to hear, to realize what these men did in order to be recipients of that medal.
Yes. I remember I talked to Matt right here in the studio, Matt Urban.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he had a different job at that time. So
right.
When he was working with the sports in Holland here.
Yeah. And the four medal recipients represent three different wars. So it's World War II, Korea, and then Vietnam.
Right.
So there is a section in the interactive where you can learn more about each of those wars as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really interesting because for the Korean War, Taylor Weiss Hawthorne, she's our museum and gallery manager, she had to do more research about the Korean War because that's just something that she hadn't learned a whole lot about in school, and I haven't either. So that was really kind of neat. That's just one of those wars that we often don't hear as much about.
True.
So I think this will be really good for students who come in and who are curious and want to explore more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I remember it well. I wasn't there for the war. In fact, I was there after World War II when I was on occupation duty in Korea.
Oh, wow.
And we got to do the fun stuff like go to the market and things like that. And buy kimonos and you could buy things like dried squid.
Oh, wow.
Things like, doesn't that sound appetizing?
So what was the strangest thing you tried?
I never tried any other food except eggs.
Okay.
Eggs were great to us because we were not used to fresh eggs in the service. So when we got to buy fresh eggs, hey, we took advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd get together and fry eggs at night.
I can see that when you're away from home, it's those kinds of foods that you miss.
Very special, very special. But I got to meet quite a few of the Korean people as well.
And
they were very nice. But at the time, the area that we were in Korea were mostly rice farmers and that sort of thing. And later on, they started the great industrial revolution in South Korea. And, of course, now they're building automobiles and a lot of other things as well.
Right.
So I always think of one little boy we had there that was an orphan, and he hung around our outfit and didn't have a place to go, so we fed him out of our mess kits, and he slept in the supply room. And I always, we called him Porky, and I always think of Porky as being manager of a big automobile factory now.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have you here from the museum, and of course the museum gives so many people an opportunity to see what went on ahead of what is now in Holland. And always very special to me to go to the museum. I go there occasionally just to catch up on things and catch up on the exhibits, and I'll be catching up on the Medal of Honor exhibit as well. So.
Excellent. Yeah, sometimes people forget that. We change out. We have two temporary exhibition spaces, and those change out. Our smaller one changes out about 2 to 3 times a year, and our larger Wickers Gallery is usually changing out at least once or twice throughout the year, so things are changing. So there's usually something new or something different, like the interactive display, and we are usually typically having a program every month for adults and another couple programs every month for families to come in. So we really want everybody in the community to feel welcome and to come down to explore Holland's past, because there's quite a bit of different information and just different stories and some really neat things that have happened within our community.
And support your local museum. Become a member.
Yeah, if you become a member, you get to preview all of our exhibits for free. You get discounts on programs, and some programs are free. And there are all sorts of levels of membership. There's senior memberships, there's family memberships, there's student memberships as well.
Right.